Okay, let's move on to the second half of the Gemara of Rav Yosef. So let's just read the Gemara inside. Amar Rav Yosef, Higdilu Yechol Limchos. When they get older, when the Ger Katan gets older, we'll discuss what exactly it means to get older. So then they're allowed to be Mocha, and they can undo the whole Gerus. So it's from the Pashas from the Rishonim, and also we discussed this a little bit yesterday, the Pashas is that when they uproot it, they're uprooting it with Mafreya. It's not like that they're a Jew. We suggested such an idea, but the Pashas in the Rishonim is that it's not that they were a Jew from the age of five when they went through the Gerus process until they reached the age of being a Gadol, and then from then on they're no longer a Jew. The Pashas is that they uprooted the entire time. It's like the entire time they weren't Jewish. So that's the addition to that Rav Yosef adds on to Rav Huna. So the Gemara asks, Esave Abaye asks from our Mishnah, Yeres Vashua Vashiv Chashin Yiftu Vinishtigar Vinishtafur Puz and Vibana Shalashan Vyam Echad Ksubas and Masayim. So we see that they could get married, and B, that if they get divorced, so then there's a Ksuba. Vesa Gadatach Higdil Yichon Limchos. And if they could be mocha, so Yavin la ksuba, the azav achal begusa. How can we say that the husband has to give her a ksuba, but she might uproot the whole kiddushin to begin with by uprooting her gerus, and then you could even give her a ksuba as a guy? The great answer is l'chi gadla. No, we give her the ksuba after she's already a gadola, after she's not mocha. She remains Jewish. Ah, l'chigala nami mimcha v'nafka. When she gets older, also she can be mocha. No, kivin shigdil sha'achas v'lamichsa shuv in yichol l'mchos. Right. So we asked, what's this havmina? A couple days ago, we asked this. What's this havmina to say that she could constantly be mocha? So we'll get into exactly what this idea is of Rav Yosef, Higdil Yichol Limchos, in one second. That what exactly is this idea that you could just back out of the gerus? It's a strange idea that you could just back out of the gerus. Once you reach the age of Higdil, you can back out of the gerus. But the fact that you could constantly, for the rest of your life, you could be mocha is a strange concept. I'm not sure. We'll see. I don't have a great clarity in terms of that issue. But we'll see. As we go through the sugya, so then maybe we'll see. So let's get back to Rav Yosef. Yigdol yimchol limchos. And Rav Yosef says, Yigdol yimchol limchos. And when they get older, they can be mocha. So what exactly is this idea? So we saw one idea in Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Tosfos and Sanhedrin explains that Yigdol yimchol limchos is really the Kabbalah Samitzvah. At that stage, they're being mekabel mitzvahs. They went through the meal and the tefillah. We asked, oh, where's the kabbalah mitzvahs? So perhaps it's based on mabilon sol das beis din. Perhaps that's what mabilon sol das beis din is that they are giving over the kabbalah mitzvahs. But Tosfos gives a different suggestion. He says that mabilon sol das beis din is the fact that they give their stamp of approval. And if higdil yichol limchos is the kabbalah mitzvahs. It is a little bit of a strange lashon. Higdil yichol limchos, if they get back out of it, that sounds like they could back out of it. If that's really the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, I would prefer a more active, positive lashon of when they get older, then there's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Not the fact that they could back out through not accepting the mitzvahs. I would have preferred a lashon of that when they get older, so then they're accepting mitzvahs upon themselves. That's an active part of the process. But that's not the language of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gdol Yatolim Limchos, it sounds like they could back out. The other way of explaining this opinion of Rav Yosef is to say Yigdol Yichon Limchos is that really it's based on Zachen. My Bilos Odas Bezdin is based on Zachen, whether they're being Mizakehim, the Kabbalah's Mitzvos, to the Ger Katan, or it's saying that this is now a Tzvila, which is L'Shem Geros. They'll now define the situation to be that it's L'Shem Geros. But they're working Alidei Zachen L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. So when they're working Alidei Zachen L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav, so then this is a bigger sugya. But there's a discussion. What happens in a case where it's Zachal Adam Shlo B'Fana? Objectively, it's discussed. But once the guy finds out about it, he finds out that I picked up $20 for him. So he then screams and he says, I don't want this. So subjectively, he doesn't want it. So what happens if subjectively he doesn't want it? Originally we thought that he would want it because objectively it is a schus. But then in the end he says, I don't want this, I'm not interested. So the Rashbam Kiddushin on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph says that if he screams after he finds out about it, so then really we don't apply Zachin. We don't apply the concept of Zachin. And in that context, he even quotes the sugya of Gir Katan. Within that context, he quotes the sugya of Gir Katan, Shebilo Adats Bezdin, Shein Zachin Lo Bal Korcho, says the Rashba. We're not going to be mizakim against his will. If he wants to back out of it, so then he has that such an ability to. When he's a katan, so he's not a bar das. Therefore, we'll say zachal adam shalom b'fano. He can't make a decision on his own. Once he becomes a gadol, so then we'll say that, so he has that ability to back out. And that's what's going on with Rav Yosef. That's what Rav Yosef is saying. Mishik dili chol limchos is that he can back out of this chos. So if you understand this, the zechiyah, ma'bilonot adas bezdin, not like Tosos and Sanhedrin, but like the other Rishonim, or like Tosos and Subis, that it's really working based on Zachal Adam Shal Bafanov. So then Rav Yosef, what's Rav Yosef doing? He's saying that no, Zachal Adam Shal Bafanov is only if subjectively he wants it. If at the time that he finds out about it, so then he wants to back out, so then Rav Yosef says, Mishigdil Yachol Lumchos. Tosos and Sanhedrin explains that Mabilatoa Das Bezdin is not working based on Zachal Adam Shal Bafanov. It's not based on Zachin, it's just that whenever it's a schus for him, so then Bezdin will say, they'll give their stamp of approval to say he can become a ger. So then Rav Yosef responds, Igdil Yechol Limchos, so that's about Kabbalah Mitzvot. That's not about Zachin, it's not working based on Zachin, Lazim Shalom B'Fanav. So rather, Rav Yosef says, Igdil Yechol Limchos, it can't be based on this concept of Zachin, Lazim Shalom B'Fanav, that the person can back out of it. No, it's really the concept of Kabbalah Mitzvot. So there are really two ways of understanding this statement of Rav Yosef, Higdilu Yechol Limchos. Either it's working based on Zachin, and a person can back out of Zachin, subjectively, or it's based on Kabbalah Samitzvos. The Rishonim explain that, multiple Rishonim say this, the Agos HaShri says this, the Rash for the Ritva, they explain that when he backs out, so then it works Lamafreya. He backs out and it's called Lamafreya, that there's no, it wasn't a Geras Lamafreya. So how literally are we supposed to take the words Lamafreya? That it's not a Geras Lamafreya. Or that when he is Makabala, so then it does work Lamafreya. That's what some of the Rishonim say, that when he's not Mocha, and he's Makabala to stay as a Jew, so then it works on my friend to say he was a Jew the whole time. So how exactly does this work? So if you say that this is working based on Zachal Lazim Shal Bafana, and that it's close for him at the time, and it's just that he has the right to back out of it, so then the whole Geirish process takes place when? It takes place Bishas Mila Vitzvila. At that time, Mila Vitzvila, that's the entire Geirish process. And that's when we apply Zachal Lazim Shal Bafana. It happens to be that he has that right to back out. He has a right to back out of it. When he tells us that he doesn't want it, so then the whole time we say, the Zachin was really not a good Zachin. We didn't realize that he wanted to back out of it. But when he accepts it, so then when does the Geirus take place? It takes place, Bishas, the Mila and Tfila, as a Katan. That's really when it takes place. So we say that it works Lamafreya, so it doesn't really work Lamafreya, it's just telling us that whatever we're doing that entire time of Zachin Lazim Shalom B'Fanav, that was really good. And so therefore, the Geirus took place at the time of Mila and Tfila. If you say that Rav Yosef is coming to add on a step in the process, that this is now Kabbalah to Mitzvos, so then the entire Geirus process takes place when? The completion takes place, Bishas, then he becomes a Gadol. That's the end of the process. He's a Mila and Tfila. Unless you say like the Shita Yishana that we said yesterday, that it's a case of Yashar. But ignoring that daya, there's Mila and Tfila, and the Kabbalah Mitzvah takes place when he becomes a Gadol. That's the end of the process. It's just that once we reach the end of the process, and there's Kabbalah Mitzvah, so then it works Lamafreya. it works on Lafraya to view this as Mila and Tefillah in the context of Kabbalah and Mitzvot. But the end of the process really takes place not when he's 5 years old and he does Mila and Tefillah, but it's really when he reaches the age of 13, or when he becomes a Bar Das. And at that point in time, he's Mekabel Mitzvot, and then it works on Lafraya to view the entire process as though the Mila and Tefillah is in the context of Kabbalah and Mitzvot. But that last step in the process happens as a Gadol. The Rishonim discuss, they have a discussion, why do we say Matbilah and Osoba Das Beis Din? Why is it specifically Tefillah as opposed to Mila? Why is it Matbilah and Osoba Das Beis Din and not Mila? Why don't we focus on Mila? So the Rashba, the Ritva discusses amongst others. So let's just read the Ritva. The Rashba says what the Ritva says, and I think the Ritva adds one more answer. So let's just read this in the Ritva. Maybe they say the same thing. Let's just read the Ritva. V'had denag ma'bilan v'lo nakam malan. He says, Yesh omrim denakot ma'y deshayach hafil b'nei kevos. It says Tefillah, not Mila, really would include Mila. It's also Mila, ma'bilan, Mila adas bezdin. Malan also adas bezdin. Just like by Tefillah, it's just, we're mentioning only the nekevos, but the same thing would apply to the males. Inami denakot gemar geres. They kind of learn mal v'lo tovol ki'ilu lo mal. Or, it's also going on Mila, but the Gemara just chooses Tefillah because that's the Gemara Geres. But the same thing is true with Mila. Mila is also Malan Oso Adas Beis Din. And now the Ritva and the Rashba, they both give this third explanation. Vesu, it also applies to both. But why is there an emphasis on Tefillah? Tefillah Leisa, Ki Gadol V'yedilim Chuyay. V'afilu Hachi Olala. V'kol Shekein Mila Sha'os Omid Kayim Kishi Yagdav Lo Yimcha. We mentioned at one point in time that there's a big difference, there's potentially a big difference between Mila and Tefillah. Mila, the Maisa Mila, or the Mitzvah Mila, might not be the action of performing the Mila, but it's the Totsah, the end result of having the Orla removed. Mila is that Totsah of removing the Orla, but it's not the Maisa. Tefillah, what's Tefillah? Tefillah is just the Maisa Tefillah, going into the Mikvah. It's not the fact that when you came out, now you have the status of a person who went through the tefillah process. The tefillah is a maisa tefillah. The mila is the totsah, the result of being mahal. So the Rashba and the Ritva, they say that you might have had a havmina to say we can't have a concept of tefillah matbilah osa das beis din. And you could have, and the Havmina would have been just Malan Oso Adas Beis Din. Why? Because when it comes up to the point in time where they could be Mocha, so the Mila exists, that Totsah of having that Shem Mahal exists at the time when they reach the age of 13 or the age of 12. But Tefillah, you would say, we wouldn't be Mabilan Oso Adas Beis Din because the Tefillah is a one-time thing. It happened when they were 5 years old, they went through the Tefillah, but that doesn't exist when they're 13. So you would have a Havmina that this only applies by Mila, but it doesn't apply by Tefillah. That's why the Gemara has to tell you, no, it also applies by Tefillah. Also by Tefillah, even though it's just a Maisa Tefillah at the age of 5 and it doesn't exist when they're 13 years old, still, we'll apply the concept of Mabil and Soal Das Beis Din. So what exactly is this Havmina? What is this Havmina? Who cares about what's going to happen when he's mocha? About the age of when he's mocha, whether there's a mila there or a tefillah there. Why do we care about that stage in the process? Especially if you say that the purpose of Higdil Yechol Limchos is that he could tell you that he doesn't want this chos, that really he doesn't want it subjectively, he doesn't want it there for tzachal, so then. But when he accepts it, so then really what is it based on? What did we just say? It goes based on the zchus, zachal adam shalom b'fanav. Really, he's a ger when, b'shas mila v'tfila, at the time that he's tovel, as a 5-year-old. So then what do we care about whether the tfila is chal, whether there's such a concept of the tfila remaining at the age of 12 or the age of 13, the gerus takes place when b'shas milo tefila, when he was tovel as a katan, when he was tovel as a 5-year-old. So why do we care about that? So l'chor, it's difficult if you explain that it's based on zachen, the concept of zachen l'adam shel b'fanav, and that at the time that he turns 13, so then at that point in time he has the opportunity to say that he really didn't want it the entire time. So then it's difficult. But if you say that when he returns 13, so then there's another step in the process. We haven't finished the gerus yet. He has to be mekabel mitzvos. And that the gerus is chal as a gadol. Okay, so now I hear a tzad to say in the Havamina that you need to have the entire process at that time, at the time of the end of the gerus, at the chalos of the gerus. So you have to have the milah, and you have to have the tefillah by the chalos of the gerus, which is a broader discussion. Whenever you have a chalos that's being chal, so then maybe you need all that, everything that's involved in that to exist b'shas ha-chalos, b'shas that chalos. So too over here, b'shas chalos ha-geres, I hear Havmin to say, well, the tefillah doesn't exist at this point in time. He's not going through the ma'aseh tefillah now. He went through it 10 years ago. So then there's a Havmin to say, since the geres has to be chal, the geres is being chal at the time that he turns 13, when he becomes a gadol. So there's a Havmin to say, all the steps in the process have to exist at that time. The milah has to exist, the tefillah has to exist. So I hear Havmin to say, you can't have a concept of ma'bilah su'ad da'as bezdin, because the tefillah does not exist when he's 13. It's a ma'aseh tefillah, which takes 1 second. It doesn't continue to exist when he's 13. So l'chora, this Havmina would seem to support the idea that when he turns 13, he's being mekabel mitzvos, and that's when the gerus takes place. Because if the gerus just takes place b'shas milah and tefillah when he's already 5 years old, so then why do we care about whether something's in bichal when he reaches the age of 13? So once he's mekabel mitzvos, so then that kabbalah mitzvos, he accepts that he's mekabel mitzvos at the age of 13. But now that kabbalah mitzvos perhaps sheds light on the whole milah and tefillah. The milah and tefillah is now in the context of kabbalah mitzvos. So it does work l'mafreya. The last step is kabbalah mitzvos, but it works l'mafreya to tell me that milah and tefillah is in the context of a kabbalah mitzvos. So because it works l'mafreya, so then you could say, maybe the maskana is ma'bilah so das bezin works because really, The last step is when he turns 13, but it reflects upon something which took place when he was 5. So it is a last step when he's 13, but it works l'mafreya to tell me that the milah and tefillah is within the context of kabbalah mitzvos. There is a context here of kabbalah mitzvos. So maybe I don't need that tefillah to exist when I'm 13. It's just that when I'm 13, we have that last step, which now tells us that the tefillah, which I did when I was 5, is in the context of kabbalah mitzvos. So it might not have to exist when he's 13. I mean, that ma'aseh tefillah may not have to exist when he's 13. Perhaps that's what the maskana is. Because it works l'mafreya, so it might be a little different than regular chalos. What? If he's mocha, so he was never mekabel mitzvos. So if he was never mekabel mitzvos, then so the gerus never took place. You need kabbalah mitzvos for gerus. The gerus never took place.
It sounds like it's 2 steps, though.
I don't know if it didn't need to happen, or it reveals to us that the milah and tefillah is also within the context of kabbalah mitzvahs.
You're saying that all the necessary, all the parts, if we would need everything again, the milah is a new class and stuff. So then, why would you think the same about Freya? This would affect the Freya. Why would you say that? If we're having a Havamina, then the tefillah needs to happen now as well.
Yeah.
So it means it's like we need a new tefillah now.
I don't know if the Havamina is saying that there was a good gerus until now, and now there's like this new type of gerus that would require a new tefillah. I think it's saying that the Havamina is saying that we can't do tefillah. The tefillah that he does as a 5-year-old just doesn't work. That's what the Havamina is saying. The tefillah that he does as a 5-year-old doesn't work at all because it's not going to exist b'shas kabbalah mitzvos.
that wasn't really.
In the Hamina, the tefillah as a 5-year-old would not work.
So we're not downing him as a mentor.
Yeah, we're not saying in the term he's a ger, it's just saying the tefillah wouldn't work. In that Hamina, the tefillah wouldn't work. Yeah.
We still don't know what he would be in the interim, what his status would be in between.
Well, in this Hamina, just he wouldn't be a ger. In this Hamina, it's an important point. In
this Hamina,
he wouldn't be a ger. In this Hamina, he wouldn't work for my friend. He would only be a ger once he reaches the age of 13, because he can't do the tefillah as a 5-year-old,
right.
He would only be able to do the tefillah as a 13-year-old. So that is a good point. He would only become a ger moving forward. It wouldn't work on my friend. It would not have worked on my friend in the Hamina. No, it's a major nafkumi. This way, it's only a Hamina. So the Rashba doesn't have to address it. At the end of the day, Gemara does say mafil, and so that's business.
Right.
But in this Hamina that we're not mafil him, so then the whole thing wouldn't take place. The gears wouldn't take place until he does the tefillah at the age of 13. Correct. Yeah.
Why is it worth on a prayer when you accept the mitzvah later on?
So I think it's just accepting. The question is whether accepting the mitzvos is a necessary step, or that step then reveals to us that the meal and tefillah is within the context of Kabbalah and mitzvah. We need to have that Kabbalah mitzvah so that the meal and tefillah now is in the context of Kabbalah mitzvah. Without that, we don't know that the meal and tefillah is in the context of Kabbalah mitzvah. Now that we have that, now that once he becomes a bar das, he's mekabel mitzvos, so then that reveals to us from Afreya that the meal and tefillah is within a context of Kabbalah mitzvah.
Does that mean there was any context of Kabbalah mitzvah?
Yeah, but you could say that it reveals to us that the Kabbalah mitzvah that he does later on reveals to us that this meal and tefillah now, you just need the process. The process is just meal and tefillah. You have the process, but it has to be within the context of somebody who wants to be Magayer, who wants to accept upon himself the mitzvahs. Once we see that he wants to be Mekabel mitzvahs, so then you could say that it works in Mafreya to say that it's somewhat parallel to perhaps like the Rambam in Gimli Yitzayim. Where Achi is part of Kuso, if we say that we're not sure whether he's Mekabel mitzvah, so then the Kabbalah mitzvah that he does later on reveals us to Mafreya that the meal and tefillah that they do was within the context of Kabbalah mitzvah.
Even though in this case, it's a child.
Yeah, it's a child versus just like a suffix as to whether we know that they're Mekabel mitzvah. But once we see it, so then
we don't know that they have the kelim except
it's true. It is going a little bit beyond the Rambam. It's true, it is going beyond the Rambam. At least when he's Mekabel mitzvahs right away after being a gadol, so then you could say that the process that he did as a meal and tefillah, the mafreya, we view it as though it was within the context of Kabbalah and mitzvahs. Now, for the other two answers that the Ritzah and the Rashi bring in terms of why we do not mention the Mila, so then it doesn't tell us either way in terms of whether, it doesn't show us, it doesn't reveal to us anything in terms of what the purpose is of the Higdil Yisrael Limfos. It's only within this third explanation where it seems to imply that it's about the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, which is taking place later on. Once we're discussing this is just Agav. Once we're discussing this, it's important to mention the Shittim Mukubetzes, which is the Ritva, which is found in the Shittim Mukubetzes. The Ritva in the Shittim Mukubetzes gives a different reason as to why Mila is not mentioned. He says, "V'efsher." This is in the last page that I gave you guys. "V'efsher de'lahafi naka tefila mishum de'chashiva z'chus gamer." The tefila is really viewed as a z'chus gamer. Ava Mila kaven shemitzdayer. Since Mila, there's pain involved. You can't say that there's a concept of aldas bezdin for the mila. Even though it's a chov, since he did the mila, kvar yata yidei mila, he's fulfilled the mila part of it, even though it's a chov. So the ritva here in the Shita Mikubetza says that mila does not have to be aldas bezdin, even though the other answers in the ritva all assume that the mila does have to be aldas bezdin. This ritva and the Shittim Mekubetzes holds that the Mila does not have to be Aldas Bezdin, but it doesn't matter.
Well, it can't be Aldas
Bezdin. It can't be Aldas Bezdin because it's a Chov,
right.
and it works even though it's not Aldas Bezdin. How does it work even though it's not Aldas Bezdin? So either you say that the Mila doesn't have to be L'Shem Geiris, as long as you just have Mila, then that's fine, it doesn't have to be L'Shem Geiris. Or you say that the Aldaz Beis Din is just, let's say, is the Kabbalas Mitzvot. Let's say the Aldaz Beis Din is the Kabbalas Mitzvot, or Aldaz Beis Din is they're giving their stamp of approval. It's not providing it to be L'shem Geiros. So then once that's the case, so then that just has to happen at the end. If it's the Kabbalas Mitzvot, they're providing the Kabbalas Mitzvot. That doesn't have to take place B'Shas Mila. Or if they're giving their stamp of approval, so then that doesn't have to be B'Shas Mila. That could just be B'Shas Tvila. True. The Ritz is a little complicated because he also says that the Mila that Shevet Levi does, the Shem Mitzvah works alone. So that was a little, the Ritz of the Sheet himself is a little complicated. Okay, I want to just with the remaining time, I want to discuss different Machlokes, which are found both in the Rishonim and in the Poskim, that impact these two different understandings of Rav Yosef. They're impacted by these two different understandings of Rav Yosef, whether this is really working based on Zachen Ladin Shel Bafanov, and therefore they have the right to back out of Zachen subjectively, or is this really a form of a Kabbalas Mitzvos? So first I'll deal with what the Poskim have to say, and then I'll deal with the Rishonim saying this. I'm not sure why I'm doing it in that order, but Rav Yashar says, based on Tosfos and Sanhedrin, that this is really a Kabbalas Mitzvos. He says that this Kabbalas Mitzvos is machmir, that it has to be done in front of a Beis Din. He says when he deals Yechol and Limchos, he says it's not just that they have the right to be mocha, they actively have to do a Kabbalas Mitzvos in front of a Beis Din. That's what Rav Yashar paskins. Rav Schefter says that we shouldn't go so far, not because he has a different understanding of Tosfos, but just because that Tosfos is only one day in terms of how to understand this. And so therefore he says, we don't have to go so far, especially since we haven't seen such an idea that we require Beis Din for this. And so therefore if you require Beis Din, so then you're also implicitly saying that other forms of Geiros wouldn't work. Even though it's a Chumrah that Rav Yashar was doing. But once you have that in place, so then you're questioning other Batei Din. So you don't want to question, as a Chumrah, you don't want to question other Batei Din. And so therefore Rav Yashar does not require Beis Din to be there for when he turns 13 to accept upon himself mitzvahs. That's one discussion. Second discussion is when the Gemara says Kevin Shidil Sha Achas V'lo Misla Shuv Eini Yochol Limchos. It says once a second came, so then Shuv Eini Yochol Limchos. So what is that Sha Achas? What has to happen by that Sha Achas? The Rishonim discuss when does that take place? When are you being mocha? So if you look at the Ritva has three different explanations. He says Tirtu Betosos, which is different than our Tosos. He says the Eim Gerim Gemurim Ad Shemodin Osam Matan Tzchorim VeOnshan Shal Mitzvos K'Shehigdilu. They're not full Gerim until we're Modia them Matan Tzchorim VeOnshan Shal Mitzvos K'Shehigdilu. We have to mention to them the Tzchor VeOnish of the Mitzvos. So it's not machrach, but it fits very nicely to assume that there's a Kabbalas Mitzvos here. If the point of time where they could either be mocha or not mocha is when we tell them about the mitzvos, so it's misaber to say that there's a Kabbalas Mitzvos going on here, and that's why we have to modia them the mitzvos. You don't have to say that. You could say that we have to tell them the mitzvos so that they know what's going on, so that they have understanding of what's going on, so that they could have a subjective mocha, so that they could be mocha. But it is mistaber to say that it fits nicely to say that it's based on a Kabbalas Mitzvos. Yeah.
Does that mean that for as long as we're not modia them, they have until forever? Meaning until, like, if we're not modia them for another 10 years, does that mean during those 10 years that's sha'achas?
That's what it sounds like, that we have to be modia osam in order for them to reach the stage of Higdil Yechol Limchos.
So would that support the Havamina that we said, that Lechi Gadlam, their entire life? So it's like, yeah, until for their entire life, until we inform them.
No, but that can't be Lechi Gadlam until we inform them, if the answer Gufa is until we inform them.
Right, but they can be Mocha their entire life until we inform them. If we didn't inform them for 30 years, they can be Mocha 30 years later.
Like, that's Gufa, the answer they can learn. That is how we're reading the answer to the Gemara. So you can't tell me that that's the question to the Gemara. The second answer that the Ritva gives is, yeah.
According to that answer, the Shah Ahad, the Shah Ahad's after they're asked.
Yeah, after they're asked.
So they can't take a minute to deliberate or a day or two. They have to answer.
I don't think Shah Ahad literally means. I don't know what time, how much time you have. Shah Ahad doesn't mean an hour, a literal hour. I'm not sure how to define it. But it means a certain time period.
Wait, I have to take that back.
The second answer he gives is Kigon Sha'asa Maisa Yehudis. He has to perform a Maisa Yehudis to accept it. And that's also what Tosa says by us. He says, Mufarish Rudal Kigavla Vinaga Minag Yehudis. He has to actively perform, he has to actively do something to show that he's Jewish. So that also sounds like it's based on Kabbalah Mitzvot. That's like an active form of Kabbalah Mitzvot by being knowing Minag Yehudis. That we have to see that as Yehudis. And then the third answer, he says, "Avol Yishlomer Demayri B'mocha." That it's a macha that he goes from being while she or he is a katan to being a gadol. During that time period, they're being mocha. So that sounds like that's just that's an active macha, as opposed to an active ma'is Yehudis, which sounds like an active Kabbalah. Here it sounds like it's an active macha that you actively have to be mocha, which fits with Zachal Adam Shelo B'fanav, that we're undoing the zachal. The last thing I want to get into, and then we'll stop, is in terms of the age. What exactly, how old do they have to be in terms of Higdili Yilchol Limchos? So that's the Machlokes. The Meiri says it's the age of 12 or 13. Others also say that it's the age of 12 or 13, which is the age of being a Gadol for Jews. The Tosfos Rid, and the Piskei Rid, if you look at it quickly, I also gave this to you. This is in the page, the last page that I gave to you. He says, "Igdil to Rav Yosef, lav davke shabal lechal unchin, el shabal lechal das, badain lo bal lechal unchin." It's not the age of unchin for a gadol of a Jew. It's really when they reach the age of bar das, which is the age of a ben Noach. When for a ben Noach, for them to become a gadol, it's when they have das, as opposed to for a gadol for a Jew, it's when they turn 12 or 13. So we have a machlokas here as to what the age is. Is it when they become a gadol for a Jew, which is 12 or 13, or it's when they become a gadol for a guy, which is when they become a bardak? So what exactly is this machlokas? What would this machlokas be? So perhaps this machlokas also depends on those two different explanations that we gave as to what Higdil Yechol Limchos is accomplishing. Is it Kabbalah and Mitzvos? Or is the fact that they could be mocha for a geirus which already took place? If you say that the geirus took place just by the Mila and Tefillah alone, and they just have the right to be mocha to back out of it, so then the Mila and Tefillah took place, so they're really Yisrael. At that stage of Mila and Tefillah, they're a Jew. So they should have the standards of a Jew, which is when they become 12 or 13. So therefore the Macha should take place when they're 12 or 13. But if you say that the process is not yet complete until Kabbalah Mitzvos, that means Peshas, Mila and Tefillah, they're not a complete Jew. And so perhaps you could say, since they're not a complete Jew, so the Kabbalah Mitzvos could take place when they're still a Gadol as a non-Jew. They're still not completely Jewish, potentially. Not completely Jewish, and so therefore when they become a bardas, which is when they become a gadol as a non-Jew, that's when they could be makabel the mitzvah. So perhaps that's what the machlokes is about. Okay, we'll deal with halakha maisa 5:30.